Blackstone Audio presents The Rommel Extraction, Cutter's Wars, by Steve Perry. This book is read by R.C. Bray. This book is for Diane, and how could anybody who knows me think otherwise? And for the musical jam groups, the NFUs and the CMs, where I finally began learning how to play nicely, more or less, with others. Fog, like moonlight, obscures and distorts an army's vision, causing things to appear other than they actually are. Carl von Clausewitz, Filter Proper, V3. 1. Quasi-serious death blew past Cutter's helmet, the sharp and hard whistle of a hypersonic rifle round. The shift suit's tacticals ID'd and tracked the bullet, backwalked the angle, and a red enemy SIG lit on Cutter's heads-up display. Red, because the suit's computer was programmed to assume that anybody shooting at you was an enemy. Must have taken the programmer a while to come up with that rationale. Colonel R.A. Rags Cutter knew exactly where the sniper was. That old Resiplex, third floor, two windows south of the corner, 104 meters that way. If he wanted, he could get the shooter's height and weight from the suit's radar, but why bother? Cutter ducked behind a recycle bin, a stacked Everplast tub full of enough garbage to provide cover and not just concealment. There were several of these bins on the curb, and the suit's filters didn't cut out all the odor of rotting organics. Obviously, it was trash pickup day. The suit's computer ran a quick scan on the composition of the wall and spotted up a chart for what it would take to breach it. Their sidearms would be a waste of needles. Their AW explosive rounds would need a few hits in the same spot.